This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I lost you there for a second. I apologize.
I know.
And
not a problem.
It's good to have you back. And how was your weekend?
It was great. It was great. We had a really positive in Fairview Park this weekend. The food pickup, United Way food pickup, moved to Fairview Park, and everything just went really, really well. Hats off to Debbie Bogle and her crew for another great event.
Yeah, Debbie Bogle and Natalie Beck, too, I think plays a big part in that, as well as Brian. And they that's their third one, isn't it?
I believe so, but everything just went really well in the park. It's turned out to be, I think, a really nice place to pick up.
Yeah, you know, I think, Pete, I want to talk to you about your parks, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what you got on your agenda to talk about today, but I love your I live in Forsyth, but I use your parks.
Lots of people do, Kevin. And we're here to serve the greater Decatur area.
And I do use Forsyth Park a lot too, but there's nothing like, first of all, the trail system. Your bike trail or running trail or walking trail, it's kind of a multi-purpose trail that starts over there around Greendale Park and goes all the way out to the Macon County Conservation District, Rock Springs, is just, what is that, about, I don't know, how many miles? Is that 10 miles or about 8 miles?
I think we have about 10 miles, and we have overall about 15 miles of trail system right now. And by the way, we're in the process of a DUOT, City of Decatur-led intergovernmental planning process for bike trails and a look at the future of what those might look like throughout Macon County. So a very timely conversation. You know, it's interesting, Kevin. When people move to our community or are looking at our community, you know, one of the early things they look at are the trail greenway systems and how they're going to use those, how their kids are going to use those. And while it's primarily biking, it's I wouldn't even say primarily biking. It's probably primarily running. But biking, running, and how people are going to engage those. One of the first things they look at is a trail system.
No doubt about it. Matter of fact, you're known for your trail system. I was over in Champaign last week, and I was talking to a fellow bike rider, and he says, "Well, I love going to Decatur to ride that trail system." So
that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, to hear that is quite the compliment.
You know, we had, I remember a conversation several years ago when my son Michael had several of his teammates here running for the weekend. And they live in what I would call pretty affluent Chicago suburbs. And they were blown away by our trail system and wished they could be here on a regular basis to run our Decatur Trail system.
Well, I was running down. I tell this story a lot. I don't mean to scare people. There wasn't any reason to be scared. It was beautiful. But I was on my way back from Rock Springs going down that big hill, heading back toward Pershing Road. And so I've made my turn, and I'm kind of coasting down that hill, which I was looking forward to because it's brutal riding up it. And as I looked to my right, there was a little bunny, and he was running with me. On the trail, he was in the grass. I was on the trail, but he was keeping up with me. And I'm looking at him. And I think, well, if that's not the cutest little thing. And as I looked in front of me, there was a little snake that was sunning himself on the trail, who I had to avoid. I go, holy cow. I get down at the bottom of the hill, and what do I see standing there looking at me but a couple deer? I mean, where can you go to get such beauty?
You know, we have in Macon County, in Decatur-Macon County, we're really fortunate to have a great conservation district that has several thousand acres of open space and a park system, also an urban park system that has a couple thousand acres of open space. And in times like we're in right now, it's great to have all that open space so people can get outside, take advantage of those opportunities on a regular basis, because not only is it good for your physical health, it's great for your mental health as well.
All right, so between my son-in-law, Matt Bennett, and Kyle May over at Spin City, they have convinced me to buy a couple different types of bikes other than my street bike. And one is an off-the-road bike, and the other one's a gravel bike. And I like my gravel bike because you can go out on those two-lane country roads around the farms and all that where there's gravel and not have to worry about, finding another road to ride on because you can go right through the gravel. But this off-the-road bike, I haven't used that much yet, but I've been told to go over to Garmin Park and to go over to Scova Golf Course and to go to Nelson Park, that those are wonderful places to ride off-the-road bikes.
Absolutely, Kevin, particularly Scovel. I know that Spin City has rides out there regularly, I believe every week, maybe once or twice a week, that they take advantage of that opportunity. And there's a fairly sizable group of people who are out there getting out, physically active, taking part in a sport it really is growing, too.
Yeah, Natum, can you tell me anything about Garmin Park? Because I've never even thought about going there.
Garmin Park is over in the Home Park area. They do have some mountain bike trails there. The group used to be SIMBA, I believe it is, Central Illinois Mountain Bike Association, but now it's a more loosely organized group. But they have some trails there that they use on, a regular basis as well. It's on probably the north side of Garmin Park. It really sort of hard to see, but it is back in there. Been there for quite a while.
I hear it's great.
Again, what's that?
I hear it's great.
It is. Just a different kind of opportunity. We have a number, Kevin, of groups, the yacht club, the ski club, that are on Park District property, utilize that on a regular basis. But they provide opportunities that we couldn't provide ourselves. But through those partnerships and the use of some of that open space we have, we're able to provide the community quite a wide array of opportunities.
Okay, now I'm looking at one here. I've never been to this one either, and it's only a mile. But the Lincoln Park Trail?
That's one of our steps moving east, which the ultimate goal is to get from Fairview Park over to Nelson Park, where, the Lakeshore Landing plan has a four-mile trail around the Nelson Park Basin. And then from the Nelson Park Basin, the plan is to move east toward Mount Zion and eventually connect Mount Zion to Fairview Park, to Rock Springs, all the way out to Forsyth.
Oh, that sounds great. I don't think you can do enough of this because if I'm either walking, riding, or running on these trails, I see so many people. And it's a diverse group of people. I mean, all types, young, old, couples, very athletic, just out to get fresh air. But one thing they all have in common, they're all friendly and they all love being out there, and everybody respects each other.
Oh, I was in Fairview Park this morning about 6 o'clock driving through the park, and I will tell you that now we have the little headlights on our heads, so you can see those throughout the park, actually. And people taking advantage of that open space, the trail system, it's quite crowded out there.
All right, I got to ask you a protocol question. Couple things. One, is there a preferred method to going around a park? Is it clockwise or counterclockwise?
Actually, you enter the park at the big pavilion off of El Dorado, and it would be counterclockwise. It's a one-way street.
All right, so I lost on that one. My wife said it was counterclockwise. I always go clockwise. Let's see. The other one would be when you're riding a bike. Now, this isn't so much in a park. I guess it is in a park a little bit. You always ride with traffic, never into traffic, and don't walk into traffic. You always walk and run with traffic. Is that correct?
That's correct. The biking, I know the answer to that for sure, Kevin. The second part of that, walking, Gonna have to do a little more research on that one for you.
Well, the theory behind that is when you go with traffic, it gives the person in the vehicle much more time to see you than if you're walking into traffic. Yeah, you're going to say, well, I can see them and I can avoid it. But as fast as cars go, you would rather have them seeing you a much further distance than a shorter distance of walking in and riding into each other. But
you know, and actually, that's part of the study that's underway right now to analyze the trail system and plan for the next decade of trails. Bikes and how they interact with traffic and all that kind of thing's part of that study. That's good timing for that conversation.
Well, I've totally captivated your time and dominated in talking about what I wanted to talk about, and that was the Decatur Park District Trail System. What did you want to talk about this morning?
Well, it just very quickly, a couple of things. Boo at the Zoo, different this year. Boo at the Zoo is you go online, you make your reservation, and so we've kicked off Boo at the Zoo, and it's going really well. I would tell folks, though, we're at 80% capacity right now, so if you're planning on getting out to the zoo, would probably behoove you to jump online to decatur-parks.org, go to the zoo page, make your reservation. It really was smooth, but like I said, we're at 80% capacity right now and moving people through the zoo, about 125 people per half hour. But it's different, but still a lot of fun for the kids. I really wanted to get that word out there. The Turkey Trot this year will be a virtual. You might have figured that was going to happen. You know, one of the things, Kevin, that's interesting right now is as we move a lot of activities outdoors, people are using pavilions for a variety of different kinds of events to be outside, to use the social distancing. You know, our protocols, you know, they're changing. So people are taking advantage, again, of their park system.
Well, so, the pavilions that you have, I mean, I think of the one at Hickory Point Golf Course, which is just spectacular. But the one over there in Nelson Park now, above the Devon, that is a great venue as well.
Oh, that's one of those pavilions that's an icon of our community. That's a WPA pavilion. You know, we continue to... That pavilion sees probably 35 or 40,000 people a year go through it. And what a backdrop for the Devon Amphitheater, that whole complex there. We're looking at some grant opportunities over the next few years to upgrade that pavilion and bring it back to the grandeur that it once had.
Hey, I got an idea for you. You're not going to like it. But it's going to be, how about doing ice skating back at Fairview Park?
Well, you know, we've talked about that as a special event. That was the ice skating rink. And to have a special event in the wintertime, if we knew we were going to have a couple of weeks of really cold weather, wouldn't it be nice to have sort of a nostalgic evening of ice skating? Actually, the Parks Foundation has talked about that before.
I think that'd be neat, particularly in this COVID-19 period, where people don't want to be inside, they want to be outside. And that's a winter, you know, I look at Steinberg ice skating rink at Forest Park in St. Louis, and I've never seen so many happy families in all my life.
Oh, I think, and this winter, I think you're going to see a lot of outdoor activities, whether it be cross-country skiing, whether it be, I think people are going to layer up and be outside for their running and outdoor activity as well. You know, we're planning right now for what the winter's going to look like at the disc and how people are going to be able to utilize the track. And we have the fitness center spaced out so that people can safely come indoors and utilize those facilities for their health and fitness.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. Thank you very much for being on this morning. You do such great work at the Park District. How many years has it been now? About 38?
33.
I knew it was close. I'll tell you, you're just a fixture in this community. Bill Clevenger, the executive director at Decatur Parks District. Talk to you next Monday, Bill.
Thanks. See you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.